is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, February 19th, 2007. It's the birthday of novelist and short story writer Kay Boyle, born in St. Paul, 1902, author of 50 stories, Life Being the Best, and others. Carson McCullers, the novelist, born in Columbus, Georgia, 1917, author of The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. It's the birthday of novelist Jonathan Lethem, born in Brooklyn, 1964. Went off to Bennington College, became friends with a group of young writers, didn't feel that he fit in, didn't graduate from Bennington. Went out to California, spent 10 years working at used bookstores, writing fiction in his spare time. But unlike most young fiction writers, his early novels were not at all autobiographical. He mixed together all kinds of genre fiction. His first novel, Gun with Occasional Music, science fiction detective novel, takes place in a future world. His novel Girl in Landscape, the story of a 13-year-old girl after the death of her mother as her family moves to a new planet, just being settled by humans. Moved back to New York City for the first time in 10 years, which inspired him to write his book Motherless Brooklyn, about a private detective suffering from Tourette syndrome. Eventually, Lethem moved back to the same neighborhood in Brooklyn that he'd grown up in. And he wrote his first autobiographical novel about a white kid named Dylan, a black kid named Mingus, growing up in 1970s Brooklyn. The result was The Fortress of Solitude, came out in 2003, which many critics called his masterpiece. It's the birthday of Amy Tan, born in Oakland, 1952. She was making her living as a freelance writer, writing speeches for corporate executives. It was a profitable business, but Tan began to realize she was becoming addicted to work. She often worked 90 hours a week. Therapy didn't work for her. She went back to reading fiction, which she loved in college. She read Flannery O'Connor and Louise Erdrich and Eudora Welty and began writing short stories. Then in 1987, as a gift, she took her mother on a trip back to China to visit their relatives. And Amy Tan said, "When my feet touched China, I became Chinese. It was like having a mother and a father." Got back home, put her stories together, and finished the book that became the Joy Luck Club. It came out in 1988 and was a big bestseller. Here's a poem for today by Ron Corchi, entitled Nancy Drew. Merely pretty, she made up for it with vim, and she got to say things like, "But gosh, what if these plans should fall into the wrong hands?" And it was pretty clear she didn't mean plans for a party or a trip to the museum, but something involving espionage and a Nazi or two. In fact, the handsome exchange student turns out to be a fascist sympathizer. When he snatches Nancy, along with some blueprints, she knows he has something more sinister in mind than kissing with his mouth open. Locked in the pantry of an abandoned farmhouse, Nancy makes a radio out of a shoelace and a muffin. Pretty soon the police show up and everything's hunky-dory. Nancy accepts their thanks, but she's subdued. It's not like her to fall for a cad. Even as she plans a short vacation to sort out her emotions, she knows there will be a suspicious waiter, a woman in a green off-the-shoulder dress, and her very jittery husband. Very well, but no more handsome boys like the last one. The part in his hair that was sheer propulsion, that way he had of lifting his eyes to hers over the custard, those feelings that made her not want to be brave, confident, and daring, polite, sensitive, and caring. Nancy Drew, a poem by Ron Corchi, from his collection Fever, published by Red Hen Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Samuel Goldwyn Films and Roadside Attractions, presenting Amazing Grace, the true story and song behind the abolition of the British slave trade, opens February 23rd. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.